This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 24. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 40 verses 1 to 3. It says there, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. End of quote. David the king penned this psalm from his life experiences. If nothing else we learn and remember from today's insight, do not forget this vital truth about our Lord. Our Lord is the saving God who delivers, restores, and brings new, fresh beginning in your lives. Beloved, none of us, no human being is perfect. We all wish if we could go back and undo some of our actions and decisions of the past, don't we? Be truthful. Aren't you glad that we have a God who restores us from our failures? I want to promise you, God of the Bible is the God who not only saves your soul and grants you eternal life in heaven with God. However, He is also the God who restores and recovers us when we come back to Him and admit our failures. Psalm 23 verse 3 says this about the Lord, He restores my soul. The tense of the verb is a simple present tense, an ongoing truth with no shadow of a doubt. The sun rises at the east is a simple ongoing truth. The Lord restores our soul is a simple constant truth. Beloved, God of the Bible is the God of hope, Romans 15:13. He is the God of all compassion, Isaiah 30:18. He is God of new growth and beginning, Isaiah 43:18-19. David personally experienced this from our Lord, and that is why he wrote these words. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. End of God. In the midst of David's failures, David called out and cried to the Lord. He waited patiently for the Lord. One day, the Lord inclined to him. He brought him out of the miry clay. No one else could and would do this for David. However, God did by himself in his supernatural power. The Lord set his feet on a rock. The Lord established his goings again. He put a new song in David's mouth, praises to God. The miraculous restoration and recovery were visible to many people around him. The people feared God and trusted in such a faithful and trustworthy God. The new songs that David wrote was, all those songs are in the book of Psalms. Dearly beloved, I fully believe the Lord God of the Bible is the only God who saves, gives you eternal life, and more than all, He restores and recovers you when you cry out to Him. Did you fall by your circumstances? Is your life now crashed by your past decisions or wrong choices you made? I am here to announce this heavenly message to you. You come to Jesus Christ and call upon His matchless name. He will supernaturally deliver and restores you. If you are a believer, but something happened that crashed you, please do not listen to people around you. God who delivered David and Moses is your God. You may ask, how can I get back again? Dear friend, if Jacob was a deceiver and liar, Noah was a drunk man, Abraham was a person who took matters into his own hand, Moses was a murderer, David was a murderer and adulterer, Jonah was a runner from God, Rahab was a harlot, Elijah was in depression and ready to quit, Peter was a denier of Jesus, and God intervened in their life. Then God can and would make you stand again if you turn back to Him and cry out to Him. If God gave new beginnings to Judah from their bondage in Babylon, from their stubborn sins, God would do the same thing to you, my friend. God of the Bible is the God of brand new beginnings. May no man say to you that you are a failure. I want to infuse God's fresh breath into your life. God has a big plan in store for you. He wants to use you for His glory in this world that desperately needs to see the delivering power of God. Turn to Him now. Call upon Him in prayer and wait patiently for Him. Many will see it. Fear God and trust in Him. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe You are my Savior. I pray for restoration, recovery, and new beginnings in my life. Lord, I am like a tree cut down. Make it grow again, Lord, by Your divine power. I believe Your Son, Jesus Christ, died and rose again for all of my sins. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. I cry out to You and wait on You, Lord, now. Thank You for saving and delivering me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.